Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, our friend David Koechner is on the line right now, who has a little bit of limited time because he has to go film the Goldbergs today. But he is pimping the Goldbergs.
Don't even talk then.
It's over.
Born August 24th in Tipton, Missouri. While many know him as a scene-stealing actor for his work in such films as Anchorman, Talladega Nights, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Snakes on a Plane, Thank You for Smoking, and Krampus. We also know him as a man who has tirelessly given back to Kansas City through the Big Slick, benefiting Children's Mercy Hospital. You can keep up with his tour dates and more on his website, davidkoechner.com. And you can see him on the hit ABC series, The Goldbergs. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, David Koechner.
Where have you been? Why haven't you called? And what's been wrong? And are you mad? And what's been happening?
That's a lot of questions all at once, Johnny. Where have I been? I thought it was in your heart. Why haven't I called? Someone cut my phone line. I can't even remember the third question now.
Are you mad?
No, that's right. Am I mad? Well, it is a little bit early.
Yeah. I miss you. I miss you.
Oh, how are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Well, not as well as you. Congratulations. Everything with the Goldbergs, by the way, on ABC. That's fantastic. I love it for you.
Goldbergs, you schooled in there, too.
That's a
show schooled. I've done one of those as well. I might do more because I'm Lady's dad. So that's fun. I love that show. Goldbergs, both are well written and just stacked with talent. So much fun to be a part of.
Well, I think it's great for you because you know you love your family. You know where you're going to go during the day. You know where your work schedule is, as opposed to leaving to do a movie for months at a time. And I'm happy for you because I know how much you like that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to have a stable home life.
You are. And how? By the way, how was Christmas for you?
Oh, good. We went to Cancun for a week.
Good for you.
Down there, that was their choice. So we went down there, had a lot of fun. Stayed there the day after Christmas, stayed through New Year's, and came back home.
I didn't go to Cancun. I went
back
to
school and
Curacao. I went to Curacao for off the coast of Venezuela.
Curacao.
Wonderful place, man. Oh, it's right off the coast of Venezuela. It's near Aruba.
Oh, of course. Most of us all, you know, it's kind of a yearly pilgrimage for every American. Yeah, go on.
I want to smooch your face. I've missed you so much. You haven't come in and done your stand-up. I haven't seen you. We haven't heard from you in so long. You're so busy with these TV shows and movies and stand-up and everything you've got that you've been distant, and it bothers me.
It bothers you. It bothers you that Daddy's working?
That's right. I want Daddy home.
Three different jobs in 10 days here in... We're in Los Angeles. That's right. I'm still in the dream state, Johnny.
You are.
I'm still deep in the REM.
Well, I was worried that the wildfires had gotten you. Something had happened. You'd been eaten by coyotes.
Oh, I prefer the latter.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, did you really take all the kids, everybody? How many people went to Cancun for Christmas and you moved the entire... Oh, my God. Was it... How was that?
I shipped them. I should have shipped them. Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I shipped them, like FedEx or something, then I could have gone first class.
Yeah.
I could have saved enough in shipping. So that's a big part of the freight, you know, those are the bills.
Hey, can you, Dave, can you hear me okay?
I can. Freight cost down.
I can barely hear you, David. Can you hear me okay?
I'm sorry. Kev, is that better?
Yes. Are you laying in bed?
I came back to the guest house to lay here to talk to you because I didn't want to wake up the house.
You're a nice man. When you lied.
I'm okay. I'll pass.
Do you think you and I have ever had a normal conversation?
Well, I don't know what that is.
I have a picture.
If someone said, oh, that was cool. I'm like, well, I'm never doing that again.
I have a picture. The first time we hung face to face, there's a picture of you and I kissing on the mouth.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
You know, like you don't remember?
Of course I do. The ring next week. Now what's going through your head is like, he kisses everyone on the mouth.
That's what I thought. I thought, am I special? Does he really care about me? Does this have meaning to it? Or am I just another in a long string of radio floozies that you mouth smooch?
Just another beard.
I won't get all over your face. You are.
So what did you do in Venezuela?
I know my buddy is a marine biologist there, and my godson lives there. So I popped in to surprise him and spent a little time working with dolphins.
Excuse me, you popped in to surprise someone in Venezuela?
I did. Actually, what I did was, because we've been friends a long time, I've been doing the WhatsApp, and he said, hey, man, can we catch up? I want to talk. And I go, okay, what are you doing tomorrow night? And he goes, I'll be off work at this time. So I waited till that time, and I started to WhatsApp him as I walked through the sea aquarium in Curacao. And I almost gave him a small mental breakdown because he was trying, his phone was screwed up in all truth, and he kept trying to swipe it to answer it, he said, and he was frustrated. And then I just opened the door, and he looked at me like he thought, am I having a stroke? Like, what's happening at this moment?
Hilarious.
So, yeah, so it was good. It was great to hang out with those guys.
At least you knew he was going to be there because he's pretty awful. Oh, no, we went down the coast. I'm not here right now.
Well, that's why you can't tell him you're coming, because that's what happens if you let him know.
Ah, then they run.
Yeah. When you were a kid, my parents never did anything like take us to Mexico or would never take us traveling internationally. And really, we never really had a vacation because it was a good-sized family like you have now. Did you guys take entire family vacations?
We would go I remember the early vacations and stuff like St. Louis Zoo. Then we had cousins in Kansas City. And if there was a family reunion that year, that sufficed as a vacation. Then, big one would be like, hey, let's go to Silver Dollar City.
Yes.
What else? 1 year later, we'd take some longer ones, like when I was already out of the house.
Right. Right, when you like the ones you would pay for.
We'd rent a Winnebago. We went to rent a Winnebago and drive to Florida, go to Disneyland or World or whatever it is. Disney something. No one's ever heard of it.
It's a fad. It'll never catch.
It's like a KLA campground, but larger. And I guess there's rides and stuff, but there was a line, so I stayed in Winnebago.
Hey, Big Slick in a few months. That we got that to look forward to, and yeah. I understand you are going to do some stand up.
It's going to be. Oh, pardon me. I think it may be announced, so it's a big one.
Good. I'm very excited.
It's number 10. It's very big.
And I don't want to give anything away, but I do believe that. Well, you know what? I don't want to give anything away either because I do believe I know what you're talking about the venue, but I don't know if they've announced that to everybody yet.
I don't either, but it's going to be big, folks.
Yep.
This time we're going to have room, so get your fingers ready. Oh, everybody's got us on speed dial. That's nice. But more importantly, Saturday, tomorrow, Chiefs are going to win.
I hope so.
Yes.
And you know me.
Yeah.
I don't care for the sports, but I do love this young guy in Mahomes. Like, he's...
Yeah.
He's really, he's a great story, man. What a fun guy to watch. He's young and he's really talented and he seems like he's got, a great, personality. He's not mean. He's not angry. He's not you don't see him throwing tantrums at kids. Just nothing but smiles and crazy plays.
You know what he has is grace.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that kid's got, grace.
Yeah.
We are all blessed to have him. It's so awesome. So so awesome.
Yeah.
We're so deep on offense. Oh, I love it.
you and Rob Riggle, because, you know, he is such an NFL maniac. He's churlish.
Bob. Yeah, I know Bob.
You know Bobby.
Oh, Biggle. Sure, Bob Biggle. Come on.
You guys, if we make it into the playoffs, if we make it into, like, and we really hit the AFC Championship, are you going to go to the game?
That one, I'm going to be in Omaha. I know. I'm doing stand-up. And, you know, you book these dates way out, you know, 6 months ago. And it just so happens it's that weekend.
Well, what can you do? You can't disappoint Omaha.
You got to earn.
You got to get the bread.
Yeah, you got to earn for them piggies. Come on, here's your smile.
I want to be a sister wife to you.
Oh, yeah. Did you not get the papers?
Nobody has said the papers.
That's just embarrassing.
The papers.
It probably arrived the week you went down to Curacao.
Yeah.
Repeat. An island just off Japan, folks. In the Sea of Japan. The Sea of Japan. I'm diving with dolphins in the Sea of Japan. I made up a friend. I made up a man. I said, I'm going by myself down to Venezuela. It's not sad to meet my fake imaginary friend. You know, hurt can cut both ways, Johnny.
It really does, so deep. But I know you. You may hurt, but you kiss it better.
The Sea of Japan. The Sea of Japan. I'm going to meet my fake friend in the Sea of Japan. Curacao.
That will be a fully produced single by the next time you're on the show.
It only has, like, that one couplet.
He's so good. Listen.
Oh, the whole song is 5 minutes long with a really jazz-infused guitar solo. I mean, this break goes on for 32 measures, man. It's just a searing guitar solo. Who would want to do our solo?
A jam.
A flash.
Oh, of course. Really? It's a jam, a real jam band type deal. And then we'll release the country version.
When we do it live, it goes on for 35 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
The Sea of Japan. I'm going to meet my fake buddy in the Sea of Japan. All the bassists even get to solo on this song. Then a drum solo, and then we bring out a tap dancer. He goes, yeah, I'm really doing it. Oh man, I've got shin splits. Clackety clack. That's all I ever think about when I watch the tap dancer. Like, man, do your shins hurt?
Jeez, I'm actually sweating.
Japan. I went down to the Sea of Japan to see a tap man. He said his shins hurt. He said his shit's hurt, but he can't feel anything below his belt. Oh, Japan. Gonna die with a dolphin down the sea in Japan. They don't appreciate tap dancers very much.
All right, listen. Listen. I can't wait for you to get back to Kansas City. I really mean that, man. I hope, because I know you're doing Omaha. You going to do Kansas City? Are we going to get you at the Improv?
I did Kansas City last May, so it'll probably be another year.
Only two? Every 2 years? You're going to take 2 years off?
Well, no, I'm not taking that time off, but you got to redo a new show. You know, you have to have a new offering.
All right. Well, Omaha it is. I'll see you there.
Oh, nice. I don't have WhatsApp.
I'll WhatsApp you when you're in Omaha. That's right. All right, listen, I love you.
Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha, Nebraska. I guess I must have missed you in Omaha.
Jesus Christ. All right. Listen, the Goldbergs. School. I got to pimp this for you. I want people to know, Bill Lewis.
Yeah.
The Goldbergs, Wednesday, 7 o'clock, ABC. Don't forget that school. Don't forget about everything. It's important that you find everything that David Koechner does. K-O-E-C-H-N-E-R, Koechner.
Yep. What'd you say? All socials. I have a Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Yes, follow me. Look for my show dates. I'm doing Royal Oaks, Michigan next week. Next weekend, and then, that's where I'm going to be next weekend, is Royal Oaks, Michigan, then in Omaha, I'm so sorry. Next weekend, I'm in Royal Oaks, Michigan, that's where I can't go.
When do you play the Sea of Japan?
Oh, that's not until the fall, in the Sea of Japan. The Sea of Japan. I'm gonna do stand up in the Sea of Japan. I'm gonna feel Johnny Gans up on the front with me. I'm gonna do some stand up in the Sea of Japan.
He is the great David Koechner. Oh, I love you, man. I love you. And thank you, man. And thank you for getting up early and checking.
It's ridiculous.
I love it. It's the best. I hope we always like this. I love you. Stay there. Hold on. There's Jake.